Mr. Chair, we have all legal committee members present.
Excellent. All right. So good morning. We're going to call this meeting of the TRPA Legal Committee to order. The date is Wednesday, April 27, 2022, and it is 8:30 a.m. First item on the agenda is a roll call to determine a quorum. Catherine, if you'd please call the roll.
Ms. Williamson?
Here.
Ms. Novosel?
Here.
Mr. Rice?
Here.
Mr. Yates?
Here.
Mr. Bruce?
Here.
Mr. Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you. Now we'll go over the meeting rules for today. To observe and participate in the meeting, go to www.trpa.gov, select April 27, 2022, Governing Board Meeting on the calendar, and follow the link to the Legal Committee on Zoom meeting. Members of the public can find all meeting materials there as well. To address Legal Committee members directly with your comments, raise your hand in Zoom by clicking Raise Hand at the bottom of your screen at the appropriate agenda item. With your hand raised, you'll be unmuted by TRPA staff and have 3 minutes to address the committee. If you have used the dial-in numbers to join us by telephone, you can dial *9 to raise your hand and be unmuted. To committee members, if you wish to speak, you can raise your hand in Zoom. You will find the hand icon on the bottom of your screen under Reactions. A reminder that committee members may not use the chat box to make any comments or to have sidebar conversations. Please, everyone, remember to mute your mic unless you are speaking to cut down on the background noise. Finally, I would like to ask that all members turn on their cameras, as we now have sufficient capacity of our platforms to accommodate all members. All right, the next item is the approval of the agenda. John, are there any changes to the agenda?
No changes.
All right, we'll deem the agenda approved and we'll move to the approval of minutes, item number 2 on the agenda. We have set minutes from March 23, 2022 on page 9 of your packets. Are there any questions, comments, or changes to that set of minutes?
I move the minutes, Mr. Chair.
Okay, we have a motion. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, motion passes. We'll move to item number 3, resolution of enforcement action, Shan Woldridge, Specialty Boat Rentals, LLC. Unauthorized mooring of a watercraft rental concession in Lake Tahoe. Information on this item can be found on page 109 of your packet. And at this point in time, I'd like to pass the meeting over to Steve Sweet so he can give us a presentation on this matter. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you. All right, again, this is resolution of enforcement action with Shan Woldridge, owner of Specialty Boat Rentals, consent calendar item 4, page 109 of your packet. The violation involves unauthorized mooring of watercraft rental concession in Lake Tahoe. The violation occurred in front of the Reagan Beach area located in South Lake Tahoe, California. Can you go to the next slide, please? So this is the area in front of Reagan Beach where the boats were, the location where the boats were moored. A description of the violation: on both May 28, 2021 and June 4, 2021, TRPA watercraft team identified a watercraft owned and operated by Woldridge being anchored in front of the Reagan Beach area. A corrective action was attached to the watercraft on both days, requiring the owner to remove the boat from the lake immediately and contact TRPA. On June 4th, 2021, TRPA staff discussed the issue with Woldridge during a phone conversation. During the conversation, Woldridge stated that he now understood the rules and agreed to remove his watercraft from the lake. Watercraft staff also later confirmed that additional 2 watercraft that had been issued corrective actions were also owned and operated by Woldridge, but still were registered to other owners during the time of initial enforcement. These watercraft were issued corrective actions on the watercraft on May 28th, June 4th, and June 16th, 2021. Can you go to the next slide, please? Here's a few pictures of the watercraft that we're discussing. You can see our tag being placed on there on the back of the watercraft. Next slide. The second watercraft, begin with our tag, and you can see Reagan Beach in the background area there. And then the next slide, please. And then the third watercraft there. I did not get a picture, or I did not post this one, did not have the tag, but it was tagged at that time. After additional inspections of the area, the three watercraft owned and operated by Wooldridge were not removed upon receipt of TRPA cease and desist notices or after the discussions with Wooldridge. The unauthorized mooring in Lake Tahoe by Wooldridge's commercial operation occurred in violation of three separate shore zone code sections. Next slide, please. I've listed the three shore zone code sections here, requiring all watercraft that remain in the shore zone or lake zone overnight to be moored, and that concessions shall moor on legally permitted mooring structures at all times. Through the resolution process, TRPA made several attempts to work with Wooldridge to resolve the unauthorized mooring in Lake Tahoe, including the issuance of a notice of violation and scheduling a show cause hearing for December 15, 2021. TRPA received no response and therefore filed a protective complaint for civil penalties and injunctive relief in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of California on December 6, 2021. After being served with a complaint on March 27, 2022, Wooldridge contacted and met with TRPA staff to discuss resolution without moving forward into the litigation. Wooldridge made these decisions with clear knowledge of TRPA rules and regulations and persisted in this unauthorized activity after receiving corrective actions to remove the watercraft. In the interest of reaching an amicable resolution, Wooldridge has agreed to a settlement agreement in which Wooldridge, can you go to the next slide, please? Shall pay a penalty of $30,000 to TRPA pursuant to a payment schedule over the next year, and he has agreed to follow all TRPA regulations in the future. Upon approval of the settlement agreement and payment of the $30,000, TRPA agrees to dismiss the case in district court. Staff is recommending that the governing board approve the proposed settlement agreement. Mr. Wooldridge is here to answer any questions.
Great. Thank you very much. Appreciate that presentation. Steve, John, do you have anything to add to that?
I don't.
Okay, shall we go to Mr. Wooldridge, or actually anybody with any questions or comments on the committee?
I had a question, Mark. Okay. How did staff arrive at a $30,000 fine?
Well, it was based on the amount of, the three boats, and also just working with Wooldridge on a settlement to, not go through litigation and reach a settlement without, further process.
So when you say based on the three boats, is it's $10,000 per boat is kind of what you're getting to?
Yes. And it's also similar to past violation where we worked with Action Water Sports' first violation was also $30,000. For us, kind of similar activities.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
I don't think we're really doing it like we might do for trees at 5,000 a pop. It really depends on how long they're in the lake, et cetera. And then also, I think we took into account some ability to pay to pay that Mr. Woolridge may want to address to you.
Yeah.
And so a range of factors. What we don't want to do is just give a price tag for people to go out and drop a buoy for a boat for the full season at $10,000.
Right. That's kind of where I was going on that. I wanted to make sure this had a nexus of some sort. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, John. Okay, are there any other questions or comments? And then I'd like to get to Mr. Woolridge after he understands if there are any further questions or comments here. I don't see any, I don't hear any. So Mr. Woolridge, any comments on behalf of yourself or Specialty Boat Rentals? Not hearing any.
Can you hear me?
Yes, okay. Please.
Okay, sorry, I'm trying to figure out my camera. good morning to your PA Council and staff. I'm sorry I had to come down this path. I mean, this far, as far as, the fines and all that. I just, when I first got the red tags, I was getting bad word of mouth as far as how serious your PA could be. So I just kept avoiding the red tags and kept doing business as usual. But now that I'm in this dark hole right here, I really wish I'd followed the tier pay rules. So in the future, you guys will never see me again unless I'm on a tier PA moored buoy or out of Tahoe Keys Marina where I'm doing it legally. But this will never happen again. And I'm really sorry it came down to this point. And it'll never happen again.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Woolridge. What I'd like to do is I'd like to go to public comment on this, and then I'd like to bring it back, ask the board if they have any further questions or comments, and then we'll go to a vote. So if any member of the public wishes to address the legal committee on this agenda item, please raise your hand now, either by clicking raise hand at the bottom of your Zoom screen, by dialing *9 on your phone. You'll be called on and unmuted by a TRPA staff member. Catherine, would you please handle public comment to the extent we have any?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. And there are no hands raised to comment on this item.
Okay, thank you. We'll bring it back to the committee one last time. Any questions or comments based on either our presentation, Mr. Woolridge's comments, or any other matter relating to this item?
Mr. Chair, if I may, please,
Haley.
Thank you. And this is just more of a question for TRPA staff, John or Steve. Just thinking about Mr. Woolridge's comment, is there a fact sheet that could maybe be handed out, or is there a fact sheet when people launch boats so that they're aware that significant penalties can attach? So people know that we're serious?
There are some boating cards, but we're really dealing here with the subset of, concessionaires. And, I don't think it's the case, Haley, they don't know what they're, that they're violating our rules. It's that this is that admittedly there are limited buoys on the lake, and they would like to be in business. And so this is their, they choose to take the risk. We have two other cases out there. And I think if Shan can do anything, it's to spread the word among, his fellow South Lake Tahoe residents that TRPA is serious about the penalties associated with this. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in closed session.
Wonderful. Thanks so much, John. Thanks, Mr. Chair.
I would also to add that the corrective actions themselves are part of our education process. And had he removed the boats, immediately after discussion, we would have not probably been pursuing any penalties. We're trying to get out there and educate people and talk to them and let them know. And these are some more extreme cases that we're dealing with.
Okay, thank you, Steve. Appreciate it. Okay, anything further? Not hearing any. Do we have a motion for a recommendation to the governing board regarding the settlement?
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve the settlement agreement as shown in attachment A.
Thank you, Bill. We have a motion. Not hearing any further discussion, not seeing any further hands raised. Let's take the roll, Catherine.
Ms. Williamson?
Yes.
Ms. Novosel?
Yes.
Mr. Rice?
Yes.
Mr. Yates?
Yes.
Mr. Bruce?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, that motion passes.
Very good. Thank you so much. We'll move now to item number four. John, is there need for closed session with counsel to discuss existing and potential litigation?
Yes.
Okay. So at this point in time, we will be moving to a closed session. The main session will resume here at agenda item five. Committee members, please stay on this platform. You'll be moved by staff into a breakout room from discussion, but we need first a motion to go into closed session. Do we have a motion?
Also move.
Okay, all in favor. John, do we need to take a roll for this?
A voice vote is fine as long as you ask for nay votes.
Okay, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. Let's go now. Let's wait for staff to assist us into the closed session.
And Mark, a question for you. The agenda that I have shows no page numbers for this next item. Can you give me a page number?
There is, Wes, there is no page number.
It's closed session, Wes.
Okay.
Catherine, do we just wait for the...
Oh, there it is.
Yes, thank you.
Great. Okay, we are now on agenda item number 5. I'm going to pass it over to John.
I think we're still on number agenda item 4. Looks like we have a little conflict here in our slides. No. I think it's agenda item 5. We have there is no need for potential directions. So
okay, great.
We can move on.
Thanks. So we'll move to committee member comments. Do we have any committee member comments? Hearing none, we'll go to item 7, public interest comments. If any member of the public wishes to address the legal committee, please raise your hand now in the Zoom, either by clicking on the hand icon on the bottom of your Zoom screen or by dialing *9 on your phone. And you will be called on and unmuted by TRPA staff. Catherine, would you please check to see if there's any public comment?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. There are no hands raised to comment on this item.
Okay, we'll deem public comment closed. We'll move to agenda item number 8, adjournment. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Mr. Chairman, I just have a question of staff. Yes. We're on a separate Zoom platform, correct? So we got to get off and then get on the main platform. Is that correct?
Yes.
I can help you a little bit with that. Okay, so the rest of TRPA committee members, including Environmental Improvement, Transportation, Public Outreach, and Regional Plan Implementation Committee, will be happening over this says Zoom webinar, but I think it means to say the other webinar. So go to www.trpa.gov, select April 27, 2022, Governing Board Meeting on the calendar, and then follow the link to the Zoom webinar. John, is it the Zoom webinar? Because it keeps saying the Zoom webinar, but I don't think it's the Zoom webinar.
Catherine?
It is a Zoom webinar.
It is.
A little confusing because this is a Zoom meeting, but it is a Zoom webinar.
Okay, very good. So are we all clear on that? Bill, did that answer your question, or are you?
Yeah, I think so. I think I got a link once I get off here, but I'll have to get back on. And then my system's kind of slow, so hopefully I get into EIP, which is my next committee meeting shortly thereafter.
And Catherine just provided you with a link as well, I think.
Great. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. All in. We have a motion to adjourn. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, we are adjourned. Thanks so much.